This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Britain's divorce from the European Union veered into fresh crisis Monday after London signaled it could undermine the exit agreement with Brussels unless free trade terms are agreed by next month. And yet another twist to the four-year saga since Britain voted narrowly to quit the EU, Prime Minister Boris Johnson's government was reportedly planning new legislation to override parts of the Brexit withdrawal agreement it signed in January. That could potentially jeopardize the whole treaty and create frictions in British-ruled Northern Ireland, where special arrangements had been made to avoid a hard border with Ireland to the south that could be detrimental to a peace agreement. Britain said it would honor the deal and was simply offering clarifications to avoid any future legal difficulties. But the Financial Times newspaper cited three people as saying the proposed internal market bill was expected to, quote, eliminate the legal force of parts of the withdrawal agreement, end quote, in areas including state aid and Northern Ireland customs. European Union leader Ursula von der Leyen warned Monday Britain is legally obliged to respect the Brexit withdrawal agreement, which must form the basis of bilateral relations going forward. The president of the European Commission said, quote, I trust the British government to implement the withdrawal agreement, an obligation under international law and prerequisite for any future partnership, end quote. Von der Leyen issued her warning after the Financial Times reported Prime Minister Johnson is planning to override parts of the withdrawal treaty. Prime Minister Johnson insists a no-deal exit would be a, quote, good outcome for the UK. With talks deadlocked, Johnson says an agreement will only be possible if EU negotiators were prepared to, quote, rethink their current positions. The two sides are seeking a new trade deal on trade, security, and other issues. This is VOA News. Russia's foreign minister landed in Damascus Monday on his first visit to war-torn Syria since 2012, the Syrian foreign ministry said. He's joining a Russian delegation led by the deputy prime minister, which arrived in the Syrian capital the previous night, according to the state news agency. Leading German politicians are calling on Chancellor Angela Merkel to abandon the multi-billion-dollar natural gas pipeline known as Nord Stream 2, linking Russia with Germany, because of the poisoning of Russian opposition activist Alexei Navalny. They say Germany can't be indifferent to the attempted assassination, and stopping Nord Stream 2 would send a clear message to the Kremlin that enough is enough. Chancellor Merkel says she does not rule out the possibility of sanctioning the pipeline. Monday, supporters of Julian Assange protested outside a London courtroom, calling for the WikiLeaks founder not to be extradited to the United States for leaking secrets about the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. Many held placards reading, "Don't extradite Assange," and "Journalism is not a crime," as the 49-year-old Australian was brought to the Old Bailey for the resumed hearing. U.S. authorities accuse Assange of conspiring to hack government computers and violating an espionage law in connection with a colossal release of confidential diplomatic cables by WikiLeaks in 2010-2011. South Korea hunkered down as Typhoon Haishan rolled northwards along the country's east coast Monday, a day after the powerful storm battered Japan's southern islands, where four people are missing following a landslide. The storm, packing sustained winds of up to 70 miles per hour, temporarily cut power to more than 75,000 households and left some 31,000 people with no place to stay in South Korea after making landfall on the southeastern tip of the peninsula, according to the safety ministry. At least two people died, two more were missing, and five others were injured, mostly in southern regions hit by flooding, the ministry said. India's increasing coronavirus caseload has made the Asian giant the world's second worst hit country behind the United States. The rise comes as India's efforts to head off economic disaster gain urgency. The New Delhi Metro rapid transit system resumed operations Monday after 5 months, with riders required to wear masks and follow other social distancing. Authorities say they have little choice but to reopen the economy despite the rising cases. Malaysia's health authorities reported 62 new coronavirus cases Monday, the sharpest spike since early June, just as the government began barring long-term immigration pass holders from countries with high infection numbers. From Washington via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.